What is going on, Swoopers? Welcome back to another episode of Swoop Luke. Well, let's just get right into this review. This video is possible because of Footy Life. Make sure you download the app, Google Play, Apple, App Store, wherever you get them from. Links are down below. But, oh my God, let's get into this review of this just one of the craziest games. And every single Collingwood game is crazy, but this just happened to be the next level of crazy. Let's get into it. On this Sunday night, I'm recording this. The first time I've recorded a video on the night of, or on the day of, a game. So that's new. But on this Sunday night, you'll be watching it on Monday, but on this Sunday night, Collingwood took on Adelaide at Adelaide Oval on a 5-day break after defeating Essendon on Anzac Day. And I said this a bunch of times. It felt like a very backs-to-the-wall game. 5-day break, having to fly over to Adelaide, losing Pendles to that insane eye injury. So many players out. Adelaide, a clean bill of health, a full team in, obviously at their home ground at Adelaide Oval, and they are a very good side. They're coming off 4 straight wins, and they are an incredible side this year. So we very much, I don't know how we went in as favourites, we were very much backs to the wall, and I was very, very, very nervous going into this game. I couldn't tell too much on the TV, but it did look like, and you know, Moore and stuff were saying it, that it was raining quite a bit, or it was very dewy and slippery and stuff like that. And you could kind of see it, lots of fumbles, lots of trying to kick it off the ground. Adelaide, a very good first quarter team, and us, we're a very good first quarter team too. We're second in first quarters. Adelaide are first in first quarters. They kept us goalless for the first time this season in the first quarter. Now, we did put on 3 goals in the second quarter, but we were always chasing our tail. We were down, or we weren't leading the game until the last 21 seconds of the game. So that is just incredible, right? And we'll talk about the last quarter a little bit later. But for all intents and purposes, this game should have been put to bed at halftime. Adelaide's kicking was woeful. They finished 7 goals, 16. At halftime, they were 3 goals, 10. So they convert 4 or 5 of those goals, and this is absolutely put to bed, right? Thankfully, their kicking boots are down. And I was telling Dad as well, because he was there with me at the Richmond game. Collingwood did the exact same thing. I think at the Richmond game, we had 3 goals, 14 or something, 3 goals, 10 or something ridiculous like that. And, you know, other teams couldn't miss. Like Geelong in the first round just couldn't miss. They kicked 16 goals straight. It was about time that a team we played against had their kicking boots off, because it just always happens where we do it. We don't put the teams to the sword. This is what I mean about bad kicking is bad football. You need to put teams to the sword. Adelaide didn't do that, and we were able to come back in one of the most famous Collingwood victories. You know, we've got Anzac Day. Not Anzac Day. Had the Essendon game last year, the Carlton game last year. But this is, just to put it up there, as this is hallmark, a hallmark famous Collingwood win. I just felt like everything went against us tonight. The umpires, I'll quickly touch on them, absolutely disgraceful. You know, I don't like blaming umpires or anything like that, because Adelaide are a really good side, so I don't want to take anything away from them. And I know the umpires have a really hard job. But some of those decisions, Ash Johnson in the goal square getting his head ripped off, that Murphy mark, that didn't get paid a mark, didn't get paid a high for a kick, didn't get paid interference. He had blood pouring out of his nose. They don't even play, stop the play for the blood rule. So the game just keeps going. Then Jordan Dugowie, that was just a comical of errors. I think the umpires were absolutely atrocious. Probably one of the worst umpired games I saw, I've ever seen, really. But look, umpiring aside, we didn't play well. We didn't play well. I said it on Twitter in the first quarter. We just looked very lethargic. We looked very like we were waiting for things to happen. Like, yeah, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. Not attacking the ball. No second efforts. There was no intent. It just felt like this wasn't a very Collingwood side, right? We showed a little bit more in that second quarter. Still fumbling the ball. Still, they were just, we were bombing it in. They were getting a lot of intercept possessions. They scored most of their goals from intercept possessions as well. And you know, look, it just wasn't a very, very Collingwood day. Like, it just wasn't the Collingwood that we know and love, right? And I think that's mainly due to the 5-day break going, you know, interstate. There's a flu going through the club. Darcy Moore, Craig McRae in his press conference said that Darcy Moore may not have played. He, it, the before the 20 minutes, they were going to pull him out because he was just had some sort of illness, right? So he might not have played. Thankfully, he did. He absolutely smashed it. The captain, you know, he got up despite it all. And then the third quarter happens. We kick two goals in that third quarter. They kick three. And we are down by 16 points going into the last quarter. They get the first goal, and I thought, far out. That's 22 points that we're going to have to, or something like that, that we're going to have to come back from. And then the most Collingwood thing happens. We absolutely dominate, right? We kick three goals in that quarter, and it's in part thanks to our stoppages. We kicked five goals from stoppages in the whole match. We're kicking the most goals from stoppages across the league. I think we're kicking about 45% of our goals from stoppages, which is absolutely huge, right? You know, John Noble to kick that goal, to get into space, kick that goal was incredible. Johnny Noble, I've got him, I got him right here in the burst. Johnny Noble did so well. You know, he's a great defender, and then he sneaks forward and kicks that goal. Markov did really well in that last quarter. Darcy Moore did really well. The whole team did really, really, really well. And then Will Hoskin-Elliott gets the ball, kicks it to Sidebottom. Sidebottom takes 30 seconds off. Now, this might be a conspiracy theory, might not be. He kicked a point. And yes, we would have liked a goal, but I think that the point was a set play. Now, I'm probably wrong, which, you know, most of the times I am, but you think about it, right? If he kicks a goal, it goes straight into the middle, it's 6-6-6, and they could get it out, clearance, go, Tex Walker, whatever, bang, right? This way, he took his 30 seconds, lined up, kicked it, it was a point. They had 21 seconds to get it all the way up the ground. And we know how well we're structured, how good we are defensively. And they didn't. They took 21 seconds. Darcy Moore ended up with the ball. Fitting that Darcy ended up with the ball. So maybe it was a set play to kick a point like that, just to take seconds off the clock. And then we get the famous one-point victory. Also, after that John Noble goal, Ash Johnson punching it through for a point was really good as well. That helped, that drew the game. I would have even been happy with a bloody draw. But as it stands, 4 points clear on top of the table. We are 6-1. We are 6-1. Now, I've reviewed the game a little bit, and you know, it was just really good. Like, I'll go through a couple of players' stats. John Noble obviously had a really good game. Josh Dacos did really well, 31 disposals. Jordan Ngoi had 10 clearances. I think that's a career high. Tom Mitchell, 7 clearances. Dacos, 7 clearances. Adams, 6 clearances. Nick Dacos, 5. Nick Dacos was getting tagged a little bit. He wasn't very efficient with the ball. I think he went at like 56% or something like that. But everyone around him stepped up, right? Which was really nice. You know, and like, Bo McCreary, 9 tackles. Taylor Adams, 7 tackles. Look, everyone played their role really well, especially with Kruger going down in the first quarter. So we're down a player, even though Will Kelly comes on, but we don't have that that burst sub. It was just one of those games where we needed to just grind it out, right? I wasn't sure we were going to come back, and I know, I should know by now that we have a chance to come back. But this never say die Collingwood spirit, we refuse to give up, and that's what I love so much about this team. Even the Brisbane game that we lost, we refused to give up, and we just kept going until the final siren, and that's all you want in a team. At the end of the game, I went live and I said, this is what champions do, like. But, and I know, it's round 7, April premieres or whatever it may be, but that's not it at all, right? That's not it at all. This is what champion teams do. They find a way to win. Collingwood found a way to win tonight, and it was just incredible. Now, is winning close games sustainable? We did it a lot last season, and it was. We got to the preliminary final. We lost a couple of close games there. But is winning close games sustainable? Probably not. But I'll take any sort of win. Would like to have won the game sooner than that. But again, it just shows that we are fit. We've been here before. We know how to win these games. And we absolutely never say die. I'm just so proud of this Collingwood team. It's the best Collingwood team that we've seen since 2011, probably. So what's that? 12 years ago. like I keep saying, look, the lid is slowly coming off, slowly, slowly, slowly. It's only round seven. Carlton were 8-1 last season. I think St Kilda were 6-2 maybe, or something like that, and they both missed finals. So there's still a lot of season to play out. But if we keep winning like this, we keep grinding like this, with the amount of players that we've got out, it's just incredible. On the AFL list for injuries, we had 1,000 games experience out, you know. We're going to get Pendlebury back. We're going to get Howe back. Lipinski, don't forget about Lipinski. We're going to get him back. Mason Cox will get back. Darcy Cameron, McStay. We're going to get back a lot of really good senior talent. And it's going to set us up for a nice little run. We have Sydney next week at the MCG for the first time in 13 or 14 years. That's going to be a really good game. But this game, this team, I am so, so, so proud. If last week's win against Essendon galvanized us, this game, it not only galvanized us, it put another infinity stone into our gauntlet. We are inevitable. We are Collingwood. Let me know your thoughts of the game down below. I love and appreciate you all. If you are not subscribed, please consider subscribing and hit that subscribe button. I really do appreciate it. But until then, like, comment, subscribe. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your pets. And until next time, double shaggers. I'll swoop you all later.